WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Little Richard hasn't always been the outrageous, outlandish rock and roll institution that we know today. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has the first of his two-part investigation of the early days of Little Richard.
When I think about my mother, all I do is sit and cry. I swear I'm gonna love her. Yes, until the day I die.
It's just another of the many mediocre blues records that were coming out by the score in the early 50s, cut by a performer who'd been around for a while and was eager to make it so that he could leave the circuit of sleazy bars he was on. And listening to a record like this, you'd think such an escape was pretty improbable, but you'd be underestimating Little Richard if you did. Richard Penniman had been born on Christmas Day in 1932, and by the time he recorded Thinking About My Mother 20 years later, he was already a seasoned performer, a veteran of Southern roadhouses. It wasn't even his first recording session. That had come on October 16, 1951, when he sat down to the piano and told people what he wanted. He had every reason to believe that he would get rich quick. He wasn't recording for any fly-by-night independent blues label here. This was the big time, RCA. But RCA needed results, and they sure didn't get them off the eight sides Richard made for them. And by the end of 1952, he'd been cut loose. So Richard spent some time in his other profession, dishwashing, while he waited for his next break. It came in 1953 when he was booked into a Nashville club, and a talent scout for Don Robey, the black nightclub mogul who owned Duke Records in Houston, saw him. Robey sent Richard a contract and then made a foolish mistake. He had Richard front a vocal group.
Watch out, there's a great big fool at the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Watch out, there's a great big fool at the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, an automobile.
Watch out.
This wasn't the music Richard played, and it was probably only his lust for stardom that made him agree to make this record. In October 1953, Robey called his all-purpose fix-it man, the Los Angeles nightclub owner and bandleader Johnny Otis, and had him cut some tracks with Richard and a few other acts who were causing him trouble. Otis worked fast, and often his records sound like it, but he and Richard definitely clicked on one of Richard's ballads. The next ballad they tried, Maybe I'm Right, was less successful, and to fill out the time they had left in the studio, they threw together a jam that allowed Otis to play the vibes.
Yes, it's still Richard's boogie, boogie with a whole of time. Yes, it's still Richard's boogie, boogie with a whole of time. Yes, you do my boogie, make you lose your mind.
Having dispensed with this project, Otis turned his attention to a Houston-based blueswoman named Big Mama Thornton. He had a tune a couple of L.A. teenagers had written called Hound Dog that might turn her fortunes around. It did, of course, and Robey forgot about the three tracks of Richard's he had in the can. Back at his dishwashing job, Richard got another band together and played whenever he could. One night, he opened for one of the biggest stars in rhythm and blues at a local club in Macon, Georgia. This wasn't unusual. but Lloyd Price was astonished by what he heard and urged Richard to get in touch with Art Roop, the owner of L.A.-based Specialty Records, which had made Price a star with Lottie Miss Claudie. Roop sounded too good to be true. He genuinely loved the music he recorded and, unlike almost all of the independent label owners of the time, didn't scam artists out of their money by claiming co-authorship of their songs. Richard saw that Price was driving a brand new Cadillac, and that was evidence enough. Sometime in January 1955, Richard grabbed his band, bought some time at a Macon radio station, and cut a demo. It sounded like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm glad to be here, and I hope you are the same. So, Mr. Art Roop, you're now finna hear Little Richard and his Upsetters. We sustain the name of the Upsetters. And at this time, I'm going to do my recording of Baby on the Other Side, which is one that I've made, and I hope that you like it too. All right, boys, get Baby Upsetters.
Wrapped the tape in brown paper and mailed it off. All he could do now was pray. I'll be back next week to tell you what happened.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone history of rock and roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.